Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
But on a professional level, is there any other tribes in the United States reaching out to you with, you know, with some minerals underfoot?
Not yet. I've talked to Navajo. I've talked to the Northern Utes. I've talked to Wind River. A couple talks with Fort Peck. But, you know, there's a lot of concern environmentally. They see us and they go, wow, you know, look at all the bad stuff up there that's going on. But yet, there's a lot of ability here to create economic sovereignty. Do they have natural resources down there? Some of them do, some of them don't. But again, taking that step as a people in your own tribe to say, okay, here we go. Let's get on this oil play and we'll see what we can do. It takes a lot. And so if they want our help, we're there. If they don't want it, I'm not going to push it. Because I think that's kind of the native thing to do. We're not there to tell them that they're wrong or tell them that they should what to do with their own land. But if they want help, we're always there to help and educate.
You know, and knowing that you can never make everybody happy, you guys have been in business for a while. How are your people taking your company? Are they accepting it? Are they saying, no, we don't want this here? Or how's it going just internally with your tribe?
Oh, we've never had anybody say we don't want it. In fact, a year and a half ago, we signed a first lease with a private landowner. And a 160-acre lease, we paid a bonus, and people said, we trust you. And to me, that was probably the best thing that could happen personally for me as a CEO and as a business owner to say, okay, we've seen you drill four wells. We know you from, you know, that you grew up here. So we'll invest in you and we'll trust you. And now other families have followed. So we've got over 800 to almost 1,000 acres of private landowners that joined with us. And hopefully in the future, God willing, and you know, the creeks don't rise, so to speak, oil comes up. And we want to drill more wells. And we do have a great drilling plan coming up, so we're very optimistic, as I think 90% of the people want to be here.
Last time we spoke too, we briefly talked about some of the permitting process. I think, you know, if somebody outside the reservation, it's a three-day process, three-step process. You go on the reservation, 50 days or 50 different steps. Has it gotten better? Is it streamlined? Is it still the same?
No, it's gotten better. I was talking to Maya earlier about relationships. We know the people at the BIA. We know the people at the BLM. They know us. And we focus on that relationship. Not that we get favors, but we get attention. And knowing that if they bring the permit in a timely manner, it's going to help somebody. It's going to help our tribe. And they do a good job with industry now. I think industry has brought people in that just solely do this, that they hire people just to create permits. And the BIA, they've been around for years, but, you know, sometimes they get overstaffed or understaffed and overworked. And we have patience. But it's been, believe me, it's a lot better than it was 8 years ago.
How's it with the natural gas side of things? Are you guys making any headway on natural gas?
Well, we just had a meeting here last week with our tribe and our tribal council. Infrastructure is paramount. We need to get natural gas lines in on the reservation. We need to get processing plants, at least one. We are working with a system called Sakakawea Pipeline, as we're 12% participant. And hopefully that construction starts soon. But, you know, listening to other experts around the state, that in this time, in the last year, and probably in the next year, infrastructure it has to be paramount. Mm-hmm. You know, if rail systems are being, you know, whether they're being taxed or put tariffs on because of dangers, and then, of course, you know, trucks. I mean, it was commented to another individual. He said, yeah, geez, 2 years ago, I passed about eight semis, and then I went over here, there's another eight. You know, so when I lived in West Texas, I worked in a field where there was 4,000 pumping units and not one semi, you know, because of pipeline. So I know where to get to, and North Dakota knows where to get to. It's just that, you know, you get these little dips in the market, and you go little dips in issues of permitting. But in the end, we have that vision of knowing what we want it to look like 10 to 15 years from now. And that's not basically, we're not trying to get rid of trucks, but we're just trying to get rid of the dangers that involve that type of transportation, and especially with rails too. And I believe that pipeline is, you know, if you had to pick one of the three, that is the safest. It's just that if there's a leak, you know, there need to be fines, and that's human error.
Well, anything leaks, there needs to be something, right? Yeah, Whether it's a truck or a pipeline or a rail car.
Correct.
Final question, unless you got anything you want to add, but what do you want people to know about Missouri River Resources?
We're here for the duration. Yeah, we're here to, we want to drill 100, 200, 300 wells if we could. Right now we have a 50 to 60 well program that we're concentrating on and working on permitting, looking at rigs, you know. And again, when we talk about economic sovereignty, or we talk about nation building, like I mentioned here with Minneapolis Tribune, that we want to involve our own people.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And now a time for another barbecue tip from the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
Dennis Jarrett, I cook with Steffes Corporation.
I'm always willing to share information on how to do it. I won't give you my rub recipe, I won't give you my barbecue sauce recipe, but I'll tell you how to cook it. You know, because there is an amount, a level of art to cooking something and a feel. And that's, you gotta get out and do it. I think anybody can smoke. There's all sorts of smokers out there. We've got a variety here. We've got propane smokers, and then we've got stick burners, charcoal and wood, which is my preference, except it takes more attention. Mm-hmm. I also have an electric smoker at home that I use at least once a week. That's for the quick, throw it in there, go away for a while. You know, and anybody can do it. There's a smoker out there for anybody. Just don't be afraid to try if you like barbecue.
What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Pork loin.
Pork loin.
I'll say it, an amazing pork loin. Just, I have found that that's the meat that I cook the best, and I don't do it here. I also like brisket, though, too. I really love to do brisket, but that's an 18-hour cook. I refuse to try to go fast with a brisket.
You mentioned you make your own barbecue sauce. What style would that be? Is it a vinegar base? Is it a sweet? Is it spicy?
My preference, personal preference, is a vinegar-based barbecue sauce. So that's my recipe. It is vinegar-based. I made one today that was kind of an experiment that's actually really sweet. It's got apricots in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's real sweet and not really zesty in there, but the only thing I can think of that people could relate it to would be like sweet and sour sauce. Dennis Jarrett, I cook with Steffes Corporation.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30-plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.